Hey, hey, happy day, all you real estate people out there. I got a story for you. There were five ants. They rented an apartment with another five ants, so now they're 10 ants. Did you get that? That's a dad's joke, I know, but hey, tenants are tenants, stand by. Big government, it doesn't work so good, right? I mean, but the left continues to work at it, saying we need bigger government because the big government didn't work. We need bigger and bigger and bigger. It'll never be better. That's what the left wants, some stupid stuff from stupid people. But while they're going big, they go small with so many things. We want smaller sentences for bad guys, and we don't want any bail anymore. You just do a lot of catch and release. And we don't want any police people either kind of interfering with what we think, and they can't think. And that's pretty bad. I mean, the only way to stop the left is with a full weight and might of the conservative movement. We are mighty, we are right, so let's fight. That's all you can do with these people. You gotta fight. And I don't mean physically. I'm talking about talking louder than them. When you're at somebody's house, the old days as you were quiet, somebody brought up a point and your wife kicked you under the table and said, don't you argue. Now you need to kick her back. You need to argue. We need to stand up for what's right. I got to tell you, the Biden administration, they prevent countless children, thousands and thousands of children in foster care and adoption in the system for going to homes. Good homes. You have people that say, I'll adopt that 5-year-old, the 3-year-old, the 12-year-old. I'll adopt that person. We'll give them a good home and a good life. And the Biden says, hey, if you're opposed to irreversible sex changes, procedures on kids, you cannot take these children into your home. That's wrong. It's just plain wrong. So what does this look like? I'm going to adopt a 10-year-old boy, and then all the propaganda coming from the left-wing nutcases in the White House, at 10 and a half, he says, I think I want to be a girl now, and you have to say, okay, we'll do that. No thanks. I adopted a boy. You're going to stay a boy, I think. Huh? Don't you think? I mean, but that's what's going on today. I mean, swing over to Canada. You got Trudeau there, the prime mistake. He brought in a new rule here a few years ago that says you can't work for the government, for him, you can't work for me, unless you think abortion is a good thing. And there's all kinds of examples where students said, I want a summer job. Okay, you can work here. Do you believe in abortion? No, I don't. You can't work here. And Biden's doing the same thing, of course. It's just, it's wrong. These people are taking our choices away, and they have mind police out there trying to make sure that our opinion is the same as theirs, and our opinion is right. Theirs is left, which of course is wrong. Now, in Canadian history, there's never been anyone that's been captured as many times as this person in British Columbia, and he's getting 5 years in jail. That's a good thing. I mean, this is for impaired driving, drunk driving, pick your wordage. 21 convictions, 21, which means, of course, there's thousands of them that he has. You don't get caught all of the time when you're speeding or driving drunk or anything like that. You know, and he's got all of these offenses, and they finally are putting him in jail. Hallelujah, this is a good thing. That's kind of an interesting record, though, because that's premeditated murder. When you go out on the road, it's like walking around with a loaded gun and you're drunk. You're going to hurt somebody sometime, right? I mean, you just are. You shouldn't be in possession of a weapon. And a car is a weapon when you're drunk and driving. Just saying. In Canada, the NDP party stands for New Democrat Party, which is code for commie. But they kind of did a good thing recently, which surprised me. The leader says, I'm going to take on big companies that have record profits while ordinary people struggle to afford the basics. What really makes this interesting is a lot of these big companies that he's referring to, in particular Loblaws, they get money from the taxpayers all of the time to buy new refrigerators. The last one, I think, was $10 or even $12 million. It's wrong. It's just wrong. They get subsidies all the time from the Liberal government. But what's really interesting about this bill, that it's a private member's bill that they're aiming to get through to, you know, bring the cost of basic essentials down, is the Liberals, the party in power, who are supposed to be further right of the NDP, they voted against the bill because they said, hey, you're stifling free enterprise. Wow, I don't think they know what it means, free enterprise. And you're stifling it? Their mouths open and words tumble out and make no sense. They're wrong. They're left. We're right. Hey, see ya.